This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
Nahum chapter 1, verse 9. Are you seeing it? Let's read together. Imagine. That's our first prayer. Stand up and pray away affliction in your life. It's not necessarily until when you don't have money before you experience afflictions. There could be a certain disease that brings affliction. So stand up and join hands with someone. You are going to pray it away in your life. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, spirit of affliction, I command you out of my life. Come on, go ahead, roll it fast. I will never be afflicted with any sudden disease. Oh yes, no sudden disease will afflict my life. Nazuke pali mashanta, lahaka puri mashentelaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the same chapter, go to chapter 13. Nahum 1:13. The same chapter. Nahum chapter 1. Let's read it together. I want to go. For now, I will break his yoke of thee, and will burst thy bonds asunder. Say, Father, every satanic yoke in my life, I decree, be destroyed by fire. Come on, go ahead. Roll it fast. Lemazukiba roka shanta. Every satanic yoke, you are destroyed by fire. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The same Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15. Read, put it on the slide very fast. Isaiah 49, 15. Let's read now. Now, okay, wait. In the suddenly, the king asked a result. Remember Mordecai. He said, bring the book of records. That is the story. He suddenly remember. Look at Parakeet Kumi since 1954 that he has designed the flag of Nigeria. It was this government that remembered the man. This man has been agitating long time ago, but nobody is ready to listen to him. That day, the president of this nation said, let his salary be like a salary of special assistant, but at very old age. That's why we are talking about speed. We spoke about speed in the morning. You hear more of it. The spirit of delay. I don't know how long that man will enjoy that something, because it's old. 54 years ago. You are going to pray. Say, Father! Let my helper remember me now. Come on, go ahead. Remember me, Lord. Remember me, oh Lord. Remember me, oh Lord. Remember me, oh Lord. Today. Remember me, oh Lord. Remember me, oh Lord. Remember me, oh Lord, today. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life, today. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, remember us. Mordecai is a gate man. Suddenly, by divine speed, he became prime minister. Lord Jesus, in a supernatural way, speak to our helper to remember us. Every yoke in our life, let it be destroyed. Every forces contending with our destiny, grand open, swallow them. Anyone born of woman that have made up their mind that they will reverse us at all costs, let fire kill them. Our destiny will never be reversed again. We shall get to destination. In Jesus' name we pray. Celebrate Jesus and have your seat. Yes, yes, celebrate him. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Amen. You're most welcome in his presence. Our time are fast spent, but I will try to be snappy and sharp and short and go straight to the point. And I believe whatever I say, catch it by fire. Don't slow with it. Any defender that's slow when they were bringing ball to the 18, they will defeat them. The ball will roll into the net. Many ball will roll into the net today. You don't get the code. Your ball will roll into the net. It doesn't take time. 5-0, 6-0, pim, 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 enter. One ball can start for that new house you want to build. Another one can start for that new marriage. Oh, the baby that you have been expecting for a very long time is on the way. Promotion letter is on the way. Appointment letter is on the way. Am I speaking to somebody? Stand up and say amen! God bless you. Amen. Divine speed. Genesis 24 verse 12. That is where I spoke in the morning. Genesis 24 from verse number 12. Are you there? Are you there on the slide? Can you see there? Let's read together. I want you to go. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Now join 13. 13. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughter of the men of the city come out to draw water. You need speed. In this present generation, you cannot afford to stagnate. God created you for a purpose. And God has a time frame for everything he does in life. So you cannot but sitting down. If anybody is telling you, where are you going? Tell them, I'm going to destination. If anybody say, where are you going? I'm going to my promised land. You have an inheritance. No armed robber will steal it from you. But the question is this, are you ready? Your mindset is a determiner factor of your destination. The man has been there for 38 years, but something I preached about that man sometimes ago. Why did God have to consider this man? Why is it that my father have to go to that place first, at the Bethesda River? There are a lot of people, there are a lot of sick people there, but he went to that man straight. Why? Because of his mind. Something is running in his mind that I am not destined to be here. I will not die here. I am not destined to be here. I will not die here. Every day, I declare to 29 of you that good things that you have seen in your heart will become a reality. I say to become a reality. You will fulfill destiny. In the name of Jesus. Amen. As a child of covenant, in my introduction very quickly, As a child of covenant, it is the will of God for you to achieve your objective and goal in life without any form of delay at all. In the first place, let's look at this account. That is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to 31. Isaiah chapter number 40, verse 2. Isaiah 40. Are you there on the slide? Isaiah 40, verse number 28. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? When you look at the song of my sister, this question is relevant. It is unquestionable. Look at the way they describe him. Let me come again. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has he not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth that it is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and inhabitants thereof are grasshopper, that stretch out the heavens as curtain, and spread them out as tent to dwell in it. Now let's now go to 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, that the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not? That's where we are talking about. When you are operating on under divine speed, nobody should be able to mount any roadblock. Because the one that you're operating along with fainted not. It's never, it can never be stopped. He operates like a speed of light. And I declare to you that your husband, from today, he will operate under divine speed. The man is very sharp and intelligent, but things is not moving as expected. I declare to him, anywhere your husband is, he will operate from this moment by divine speed. In the name of Jesus Christ. If I'm talking to you, say amen, amen, amen. So shall it be. In the name of God the Father, the name of God the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Then he gave a power to the faint. I'm come back to 29 again. He gave a power to the faint, and to them that have no might, increases strength. That is speed. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run, not be weary. And they shall walk, not faint. You will walk. All those things that refuse to walk, we walk today. That business that refuse to walk, we walk today. That womb that refuse to walk, we walk today. That project that is crawling, we walk by speed today. That academic situation you are filing, crawling, we go by speed today. In the name of Jesus Christ. That is God. That is God. With this passage, you can see that God is willing to take you to destination as quick as possible. As quick as possible. Ordinarily, the children of Israel supposed to spend 40 years, but they were dragging the feet and they ended up spending 400 years. God think that they are wise. He thought they are wise men. He said, okay, go and check the land you are going. Let's see how beautiful it is. They got to the place. They plucked some of the fruit of the place. They saw the beautification. They saw the good land. Blah, blah, and so on, that, and they came back with a bad report. They said, the place is good, though, but we have a lot of giants, a lot of Hanak, the children of Israel, little things scare them. Little information, they become water. And they began to weep. It was Joshua and Caleb stood up and said, stop! God expected them to operate like eagle. They said they will not get there. And God said, they have said it to my ear, so shall it be. As the man said, whatever you said matters most concerning your destiny. Your pronunciation, your pronouncement is a factor in your life. If you say you won't get it, you won't get there. If you say you will get there, you will get there. So, brethren, let me quickly break this message into four segments. I will run fast. What is speed? Why did you need speed? Who are the speed breakers? What can increase your speed? Number one, what is speed? Let's look at the literary meaning of speed. It's a state of moving quickly or capacity for rapid motion. Capacity for rapid motion. The spiritual meaning, it is a supernatural strength that moves you above your ability to achieve your objective in life and your goal within the shortest possible time in life. I told you that Joseph, in the morning, I said Joseph got the dream at the age of 17. He got the dream at the age of 17. Within the space of 13 years, when he became 30, he got to the pinnacle of his life. I connect you with the spirit of Joseph. From today, you get to where you are going fast. There are mechanical speed and there are divine speed. I'm not talking of people who went to Babalawo for speed. When they get it, they always crash land. Something will just happen to them and they will not get to where they are going. But when you are operating under divine speed, nobody can crush you. Your plane will fly above and you get to where you are going in time, in the name of Jesus. Because of time, let me quickly run. So, 13 years, you got it. Genesis 37:2, Genesis 41:46. Number two question, why did you need speed? You need this speed so that you will achieve your objective within the time frame of God. Everything has time in life. Look at this Baba now. 54 years ago, he designed the flag of this nation. They now rewarded him in 2014. Is that a speed? That's not a speed. But at the end of his race, he got to where he's going. And one of the factors that make this Baba achieve his objective is his impronunciation. He keep on telling them, Emma Jemi Beni Louis, don't let my precious thing, don't eat it away. I must be relevant. Thank God for the president, they recognized him about 2 weeks ago, thereabout. So, time frame is important. Time frame. God have a time frame. If you go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 1 to 7, you will know that everything under the surface of the earth has a time frame. More importantly, marriage. When you get married late, that's a problem. That's why I'm praying for some of our sister. Almighty God will give you speed. You get the right brother. I'm not talking of the wrong brother now, the right brother. You won't get the fake one. You will get the original one that will take care of you. Whether you are in this church or wherever you are, the Lord will give you speed. This year, Pastor Tunde will join many hands. In the name of Jesus. You see, look at the example of our daddy Adeboye. He took over the mantle of leadership of this church in 1981. At the age of 38 years. The total attendance of this church was 600 people. But when we are talking about speed, the Lord gave this great man of God speed. And that's the kind of speed I want in my life. He's 72 years of age now. Within the space of 34 years, the church has grown in a sporadic manner. Now in Nigeria alone, our provinces here, even in our FCT there, in Kubwa side, we are about 10,000. 10,000. FCT province 2, I think it's about 20,000. Not to talk of FCT 1, many other provinces. That is what we are talking about, growth. That's the speed. The Lord gave the man speed from the top and is reaching everybody at the ladder. If you have a speed, your child will follow suit. But if you are crawling, it will affect the generation. But I declare today, whatever happened from your generation, from your forefather, that is affecting you now, the Lord will break the yoke and he will take you to your next level in the name of Jesus. Because your foundation is another kettle of fish. There's a story of one evangelist. Himself and another white man, they invited them to the U.S. for a requisite. On getting to the United States of America, this man, before he left Nigeria, fasted, pray. You know, Nigerian mentality. He fasted, he prayed, which is okay, fine. He got to the place, he still fast. He fasted, he kept himself in one room. But this Oyibo man, lunch, bread, dinner, whatever. He kept on eating and eating and eating. So this African man was looking at this Oyibo man. What's going on? This is a man that has a ministration, eating like this. How will thing move? Ladies and gentlemen, when the black man got there that night, upon the fasting, he tried what he could not to move. This Oyibo man, he said when he put his hand like this, gua. He put his hand like this, gua. Everywhere was jam-packed. The temple was high spiritually. And everything was moving at a speed. Here's a man that is eating like hen. When he now get back to the hotel room, he was not quailing. He was not praying. He was curious. He was furious. God, what have I done for Christ's sake? I can see this man eating 24/7. And look at the way things was moving. I got there, nothing moved. He said, who is your own father? He said, this man, his grandfather is an evangelist. Is his middle father is a pastor. Is his present father is a pastor. Who is your own father? Babalawo. Your foundation is a determinant factor of your life. And it's a factor for your speed. And it's a factor for where you are going. If you don't have a good foundation, forget it. I declare to those of you who have a faulty foundation today, the Lord will repair it. So look at what happened. Speed. Our church is about one of the foundation of Nigeria. We have about 189 provinces in Nigeria alone with that increase. That's the speed I want you to work upon. Within the space of 34 years, this man has gotten to that level. The church, over 189 over the nations, over Nigeria, on the nations, over 174 nations of the world, redeemed is there. Within the space of 34 years, 72, still bouncing. Some are 60, they look like 89 because of the struggling and toiling. In Luke chapter 5, he approached Peter. Peter got there, he said he has been toiling all night. But when the speed carrier got there, he said, my friend, launched here. This is where I've been looking for fish, you could not locate. He said, launch to the deep. The moment he threw the net there, all what he wanted in life. Okay. I declare to you today, every toiling spirit, I command it, die by fire. Yeah. Toiling representing struggle. It represents problem. Slow. It represents forgetfulness. It represents inability to succeed in whatever you lay hand upon. But the moment speed God comes in, divine speed, within a short period of 10 days, you will have harvest of 10 years. That is speed. And that's kind of speed I'm praying for you. You work for 10 days, you get harvest of 10 years. In the name of Jesus. That is for someone that is operating on speed. You work for 10 days, you get a first of 10 years. So, within the space of 34 years, this man of God get a speed. Now, for to accomplish God's purpose for your life, you need this following area for speed. Number one, education. You must get speed there. In marriage, you must get speed. A reasonable and normal marriage should be 24 years of age. Ladies, 24, 25, maximum. By the time you are 50-something, you are having a graduate. Then you are having another undergraduate. That is, if you marry, let's assume your husband married you at the age of 29. You got married at 24. Plus or minus, I'm not talking of the way you born this day. If it is the way we were born, 3 years space, and so on, that is the calculation. But if born quick, you get them. Fast. Yes. Sharp. Then you get your firstborn riding master at the age of 22, even being a doctor. It's not a cause. It's not a pride. This is a plan of God. That's why we have to play all this old keg away in Nigeria. We must play them off. We don't need old people anymore. We need the middle generation, young generation that can push this nation forward. If 72 years old or 71, you wanted to contest, what is he going to offer? Man, let's go and come on, shut up. And they were celebrating mediocrities. At 71, 72, what is he going to offer? They will just be pushing him around. That's the game. They will push that man to many levels. And at the end of the day, he will be granted, will not know what to say again. I'm telling you the truth of the matter. Who can push 44 away or 45? You just say, hey, sit down. I know what I'm doing. Please. I have my onions. I rose through the ramp. Please, men. No. This is what we are doing. This. He will tell the correct. He will download straight. Can you push Obama anyhow? Well, if 78, 72, 73 in this nation, Emiarugbo Kolombawa Ledan, the spirit of ages. Amen. So, that is the area you need speed. We need God intervention for our youth to climb fast and get us to destination. In terms of having your own shelter, you need speed. You can't continue to be a tenant. It's not possible. That is why I pray for throne room. By speed, by this time of next year, you are getting your land. Look at your amen. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Thank God, mommy is in the house, so I joined the anointing of mommy. So you get it fast. So in terms of promotion, you need speed. So that your colleague will not be, you won't become yes sir for your colleague. And when your colleague is already CEO, you are just an officer in that company. Now you are telling your friend that myself and that guy will graduate the same year because you are lagged behind. It's a bad story. Don't let me go beyond because of time. Also, you need speed in terms of blessing. Because if you don't have speed in time of blessing, your people will mock you, they will humiliate you. What type of redeemer are you going? You are the firstborn in the family. You cannot put money down when your sister wants to do marriage. Your mother is complaining anytime we come to you, you look for money for transport. All those stuffs. You need speed and God will give it to you. I remember my mother was telling, my sister was about to graduate one day. He said, until pastor come, will nobody go anywhere. And until I came. The moment they say, mommy said, oh yeah, pastor today. If I'm not relevant, they won't say that. Because already they know what I put down. And so that's the truth of the matter. So mama said, nobody go anywhere. I don't know why myself and my wife got delayed. That they may be ghost too, I don't know. He told them, he declared to them, nobody is going anywhere until pastor come. So, and when pastor came, everything changed. The Lord will give you speed. You will be relevant in your family. You will be relevant in the church. You will be relevant in the society. In the name of Jesus. So, you need speed in the area of blessing. You need speed in the area of promotion. You need speed in the area of shelter. You need speed in the area of marriage. Who are the speed breakers? Number one, evil power that being, principalities and power. They are willing to slow your journey down. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 to 12. So you must increase your spiritual capacity if you want to contend them. Even in the church nowadays, so many contentions left and right. They want to slow you down. They don't want you to get to where you are going. But you are the one who will say, no, I have been created to affect and to create impact. I will get to where I am going. It all depends on you. But not with empty mouth. With spiritual, you must update your spiritual capacity. I'll still get there very shortly. Number two, lack of spiritual capacity. Okay, I've said that. Other things that can break your journey. Number two, another fighter thing that can break your speed is information. Your information should be a fighter. You must discuss between you and your wife. If your wife is loose, madam, stop all this nonsense you are talking all about. We bought land just yesterday, and somebody called me from secretariat. That congratulations, oh, equally, they say you have gotten a land in that place. Pray for me, oh, so that we too can get it. You're not asking your wife. Who discussed? Sorry, I just discussed with my friend. And it could be man. It could be the husband that is loose. These people that say congratulations, not lie, oh, it's not in their heart. They don't want you to do anything meaningful. But the way you are moving in the office, they have been asking everybody. I hope this guy is not using juju. They didn't know that God is behind you. Your information is so important. Don't let anybody know what is going on. Even until you get it, even if you get a letter, let them know. Somebody will have a pregnancy of 3 months and they will go, mommy, what you do? The thing don't stay. Hey, let me thank God. This is a fellow that I've been expecting for the past 7 years. And mommy too, ignorantly, will call all his friends. Hey, let me congratulate. Hey, Olotiduro, you don't stay. And they will be telling A, B, C, Otiduro, you don't stay. You don't stay. And the one that is not interested in the progress of their mother and their children, say, So, at last, this girl get pregnant. Oh, we shall see how he's going to deliver it. Keep your mouth shut. Tell your neighbor, keep your mouth shut. Not everything you discuss. Tell your neighbor, not everything you discuss. Let your head be correct. I'm not abusing you. Praise the Lord. Another speed breaker is lack of education. I've said that. Number four, your foundation, I've said that. Psalm 11, verse 3. Number five, lack of integrity. 2 Corinthians 3, 1 to 9. Integrity in Nigeria is uppermost. I spoke to you in the morning when the president wanted to choose a chairman for SOPI. He contacted Chief Dr. Christopher Koladi. He said he told me that, sir, no Nigerian knew that you are an integrity man. If you want them to believe me, that this money is not being frauded, please take it. Help us manage it. He said that's the way the president talked to him. Integrity, character, single Christopher Kolade out. At the job, maybe he was 69 when they called him, or 79 thereabout. He said he told the president, you know I'm old. I just manage it for you for 2 years. So that is why no contract, nobody can just come and do. He said they don't even dare it. They know him. So when he was going, he hand over to General Agui. Because he recommended, the president asked him again, sir, now that you are retiring, who do you think can manage this money? He said, this man, I find him to be, he's tested and trusted. Integrity is another thing. If you lack integrity, everybody will be discussing, hey, Dama, don't give your car to him. Only new, please, 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 pack. And that's how they were telling, hey, BC, don't give your car to him. But if you are a good person and integrity man, oh, he's a nice person. Do you know he bought engine for me and he returned my change? And that is how they will use mouth to tell about 125 people. Before you know it, you see customer coming left and right. Integrity. Lack of integrity can break your speed. Please, be a man of integrity. Now, how can I get this speed from the Lord? Number one, you must build your spiritual capacity. You must build your spiritual capacity in a very strong manner. How? By putting some spiritual mechanism in place. Number one, you must be on fire. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 7. You must be on fire. Acts chapter 2, 1 to 4. You must be on fire. That is what is helping Papa. Papa Deboe is always on fire. Or else, the forces of darkness would have slowed the man of God down. But the man is on fire. You don't even dare him. He always tells them, if you like, come. If fire will not consume you. You can see all the Pentecost people. Before Pentecost, Peter was not on fire. But the moment he got a fire, things changed. Acts chapter 2, verse 40. Number two, prayer is another spiritual mechanism that can put your life journey on a high speed. If you are a man or woman of prayer, you'll get it there. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Genesis 32, 24 to 29. Luke 22, 40. Number three, fasting is another spiritual mechanism that can put your life and destiny on high fire. High fire. High fire. If you know a man that used to choose a particular date of time to pray and fast, you and your wife, or alone with God, whichever, everything will work for fast for you. Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. Matthew 3, verse 16. Matthew 4, 1 to 4. Number four, vision is another spiritual mechanism that will enable you to see beyond. You will see beyond before you get there. You see beyond. I was posted to this place just about last year. I sat down, I discovered this place is too choke. Then we look for a land about one altar. No money in that place. No money. I have to take a giant strike. I go and borrow 50 million somewhere in the bank. They say, I say, yes. Let me enter the river. God will see me through. And the 2,000 program, we have problem in that place. 2,000 attendants. Mama Kolurani. Do you want me to sit down here? And I wrote to Daddy, I need this money at this particular baby. Daddy said, go ahead. So, look at, they now appreciate what I did within this period of 1 year. You see, when you don't have vision, you won't move. You can't move in this church, you can't move. But whoever can take risk will move in this church. That's what we learn from Baba. Baba, one special program, Holy Ghost, the day of Friday, we know whether the auditorium will continue or not. That is where he determined new auditorium. So, brethren, let us have the vision for our life, for whatever we are doing in life. If you are short-sighted, you'll be speaking story of 18th century. When things is gone, instead of you to think high, reasoning, you see some reason of some people, it's like rat. They reason like rats. They'll be talking and you'll say, man, what are you saying? Epak. Let me go. This one, if I follow you, I will die and go slow. Man, you know, that's the mentality, mindset, reason. When others move fast, you have to tell your neighbor, be a visionary. Number five, the spiritual growth is very important. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11, you must grow in the spirit. In conclusion, sinless life. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 to 3. Say, my hair is not deaf, my hand is not short, but your sin has separated you away from God. In conclusion now, what are the effects of divine speed? Divine fulfillment. Number one, 2 Timothy chapter 4, 2 to 13. You will fulfill. It's good to be fulfilled. If you read Genesis chapter 24, verse 1, the Bible says, God bless Abraham in all things. That is a fulfillment. Your essence of living in life is fulfillment. To get to where you are going and set your children on pace. The boy that led prayer the other time, his father is a pastor. The firstborn is a pastor. He's two, he's already turning the line. Everybody in that family, they are pastor. That's the kind of life I want. Your children, disco, cinema. No, no, no. I reject that for you. I reject that for you. There's nothing wrong if it's one of your children that is preaching in the camp. And you will sell it. That's a fulfillment. It means you have a future. Dobati, Lord, they will continue. There will be continuity. That's what I'm talking to my son all day long. Oga, give me your hair. If I, when he was in the university, he was in Redeemer University. When he wanted to enter, I said, look, then I'm an assistant pastor. I say, I'm APICP in this church. APP then. Say, if you mess up, I will deny you. I will say, it's not Olujimi. I don't know this boy. He was, I repeated it to his ear 3 times. I said, one thing with the Redeem is this. They will figure you out and they will punish you for your son. Ask mommy now. If your son perform nonsense, the father will be figured out. I'm telling you the truth. So every one of us, we normally talk. Do you want that to sack me? That means your school fees stop. Period. So he said, correct, fast. He became an HOD of choir throughout his day. He was being an operational man in the department. Running, I celebrate him. When his result came out, he got fine one. I said, yes. Okomi Balebai. Later, we are praying for service now to God to give him vivo and so on and so forth. So that's the way things should be. Oh, please, I beg of you. Fulfillment. Then study. Stand tall. It will make you stand tall among your peer. Number three, you become a channel of blessing to your generation and generation to come. Stand to your feet. We are done. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. 2 points of prayer. I've said it. If you are in sin, forget about speed. This man before he died, Chivari Shekola, you must have heard of him. I don't know. God just wanted to show him mercy. I don't know why God did that. God spoke to one evangelist. He said, go to his house and tell him that he will soon die. That he should give his life to Jesus Christ. If you see his house in Ibadan, a very big mansion. So they got to his gate. You know, the security people, the rough-handed man, he insisted he wanted to see him. At the end of the day, they didn't allow him to see him. He wrote a short note to him. And he put his telephone number. The God said, except you give your life to Jesus Christ, you are going to die next week. So if you want to see me, this is my phone number. The Lord sent me to you. You know what he did? He sent back to the man. He blasted the man. He said a lot of things. That's the story we heard. The following day, he died. Don't be like that. I mean, the following week, rather. So if you are in sin, forget it. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. Look at this boy, the Yanya bomb blast, the last one. The old boss is already full pack. The boy said, please, tell the driver, I want to go and buy pure water. I want to go and buy pure water. And he jumped out. He jumped to the other side. The moment he jumped to the other side, you hear, bah! Everybody in that bus died. Why? I want to believe God is on his side. There's another one. He came to buy Richard card. This one is this banner's one. He came to buy Richard card. The outside man, I don't know. I mean, the man said, okay, I don't have 100 naira because I think he bought empty and 400 naira. He went to look for change. Before the man returned, the lady is already pieces. If you're in sin, forget about that grace. All those ones, they are people that grace is upon their head. So close your eyes. I want you to ask the Lord, today I want to change my life. Help me, because I want you to open a new chapter with me. But sin in me, take it away. I'm willing to surrender. Well, go ahead and confess your sin before the Lord. Confess your sin before the Lord. Rededicate your life. If you are struggling with sin, ask the Lord to forgive you. Ask him to forgive you, to forgive you, to forgive you, to forgive you. Because we are going to do something very quickly now. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. I will give my life to you today. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, if you are a wise person in the church, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, or you want to be free from sin, you don't want sin to capture you, to destroy you. Don't forget, Gio said, the survival of Nigeria will determine this year. And we are still in October. We don't know what is uncovering. But if you are in sin, there's no way you can escape such a thing. Now close your eyes, family. Put your hands on your head. You want to give your life to Jesus, or you want to be free from sin? Put your hands on your head. Put your hands on your head. Don't deceive yourself. Don't let anybody deceive you. You can be that boy that was rescued from blast. Put your hands on your head. Please, don't mind. It could be one. Come out. Let me lay hand on you, please. Come out, come out, come out. I came out 33 years ago. Don't be ashamed. Come out, come out, come out. I will pray for you. Come out, those of you that want to give your life to Christ. Don't be ashamed. I came out 33 years ago, in 1981 or 32, thereabout. I came out. I never knew that is the day the Lord changed the story of my life. That very evening. Came out anywhere you are. Want to give your life to Jesus. Came out. This is a wise fellow. And you want to be part of this guy? The name is written. This is the moment that heaven is interested. The name is written in the book of life. Came out, come out, come out. I want to pray for you. That's our duty. It could be only one. It could be only two. Come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out. Come on, give your life to Christ now. This guy may be an evangelist tomorrow. You could be the first lady of Nigeria tomorrow. This one may be another first lady. They must be governor tomorrow. Or maybe an evangelist tomorrow. God can decide anything on these three. If you want to join the wise group, come out. Kneel down, brethren, and ask the Lord to forgive you, that you are making up your mind today, that the Lord will help you. Help you. I want mommy to come and help me pray for them. Mommy, help me pray for them. As mommy is praying for you, say amen very well.
Father, we want to thank you for these ones that have come forward to surrender their lives to you. You say, whosoever come to you, you will no wise cast away. Father, we ask that, Lord, you will receive these ones. We ask that, Lord, you will forgive their sins. We ask that, Lord, you will cause the miracle of salvation to take place in their lives. That, Lord, today you will break the band and the hold and the captivity of sin over their lives in the name of Jesus. From today, we pray that, Lord, you will give them power to live above sin in the name of Jesus. Pray, Almighty Father, that, Lord, you will teach them and lead them day by day how to follow you. Spirit of God, we invite you to invade their lives from this moment on in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Daddy, for answering us, because we have prayed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Congratulations, my brother.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.